And now, ladies and gentlemen, in complete improvisational form, in mid-thought, Phil Henry commences today's show. 3, 2, 1, you. I was thinking of doing Bud Dickman today because a lot of people evidenced a great deal of enjoyment the last time we had Bud. So, Bud, what would you do?
Well, I think, I'm going to host the show. I mean, you're asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, I'm going to ask a lot of questions, Bud, because I want to know what you're going to do.
I mean, God, man. You ask Bob Green.
I ask everybody what they're going to do. What are you going to do?
I was thinking I'd kick it off. Okay?
What does that mean, kick it off?
I'm going to kick it off and just go, yeah, I'm Bud Dickman.
Bud, you don't just kick it off.
I'm taking my direction from Mr. Henry, if you don't mind.
Do I got to take this kind of lip? General, why don't you go have yourself some, what is it?
Get the cottage cheese, General. Where's the cottage cheese? I've got another case in the back of refrigerator.
In the back of refrigerator.
In the back of refrigerator!
Jesus H. Christ. Bud, take it easy, man.
God, man.
Bud, you know, you're wound a little too tight to be hosting this early.
Ms. Gray, I think Mr. Henry and I have got this.
Good for you. All right, Margaret, thank you very much.
What's she doing that for?
I want to see what it sounds like. Yep. Yep, what? Wouldn't you like to know?
She's doing it to bug me.
No, I'm not. Thanks, Margaret.
You got it.
So, my idea.
All right, knock it off, Margaret.
Cut it out, will you?
What's that? Cut it out?
Hey, Margaret, come on. Show me where the cottage cheese is, and I don't mean that in a filthy way. Jesus.
I bet you this is what it sounds like when you're able to pop one.
So, I was thinking I'd kick off a show. Yeah, hi. You'll have some music, okay? Like, what's it sound like? It'll go like this. Yeah, Bud Dickman Show with me, Bud Dickman. Hey, Bud Dickman here. And I'm going to be real laid back.
Right.
And welcome to the show. Today you're going to be talking about, stuff that's going on around town. I got Don Mixa. And this is bitching, too, because he told me he's working on a new series on TV.
Mixes working on a TV series?
Yeah, it's called, things that pass for human beings. That's it. And it's a crime show he's going to do for Frankenfile or whatever it's called.
Forensic Files.
Yeah, for Forensic Files.
Wait, what is it called?
It's things that pass for decent human beings.
Things that pass for decent human beings.
Yes, Mr. Henry. God, you gotta...
So how's that going to go?
Well, he's got one. It's called The Kitten Deliverer from 1985. It's a guy named Tad Guthrie.
Tad.
Oh, my God. Tad. What's wrong with that?
That name is the phony... Is Don here?
Don's here, Phil. He's been waiting outside.
Hey, Don, what's going on, man?
I'm great. Did you tell him?
I'm trying to tell him right now, but he's not buying it.
What are you not buying, Phil?
What is this, Tad? Who's Tad Guthrie?
All right, can I do this, Bud?
Good.
Tad Guthrie, Phil, is a show I'm working on called Things That the People That Pass for Decent Human Beings, or something like that. You know, humans that are barely things. I think that's the name of the show. It's going to be on Forensic Files, okay?
You got it. You got this green lit?
Oh, get a load of you with the TV terminology, huh? Did I get it green lit? I got something that's green lit.
Yeah, I'm sitting, I got something that's green lit.
All right, so is the show, you're going to get it produced?
Yes.
That was you and Bud together. Which one do you want to be?
Yes. I'm Don Mixa. Here's the idea. This is a show about people that shouldn't even be called people. They're things. They're more thing than person. They're more slimy, slithering, reptilian oddity than they are human being, okay?
All right.
Now, this one is called Tad Guthrie, the Kitten Deliverer. Between 1980 and 1985 in Oakland, California, a guy delivered kittens to the homes of people, okay?
Yeah, this is a good one.
That were allergic to cats. And, you know, ding dong, hello, may I help you? Yeah, here's a kitten. Ah, you know, and,
oh, come on, are you guys serious with this?
What is your problem, man?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you don't see the.
Do you understand what cat allergy does? Maybe you don't understand this.
I happen to have Jackie is allergic to cats.
Jackie's allergic. Okay, great. She's allergic to cats. And what have you had to do before she visits? You've had to vacuum every bit of cat hair out of that house.
Now,
wait, well, hold on for a minute. You've had to vacuum every bit of cat hair out of that house. You've had to make sure there is no cat hair anywhere near her eyes or her nose. Otherwise, she begins to choke. She begins, her eyes begin to sting and tear up. It is not a pleasant experience. You want to know something, Phil? Allergies, if untreated, can begin to clog the passageways, clog the airways until someone strangles.
Yeah, Mr. Annie, they'll strangle.
They will strangle. Strangle on their own sputum or whatever the hell that's... What is it called, bud?
Yeah, it's called a sputum.
Yeah, see?
You guys are so full of shit. Are you trying to tell... You trying to tell me that's...
You're trying to tell both of us, him and me, the two of us, that that's something to just go hee-hee-hee at. Is that it?
No, I'm not saying that. I just have this word sputum. I wish you guys had... So this guy, you're trying to tell me the kitten deliverer was a real guy.
Yes, he was, Phil. He was on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted for a while. He didn't kill anybody, but the assaults were vicious. They debilitated a lot of people. They put one woman, they put one woman in the hospital. They had another woman on decongestants for, forget it, he's laughing.
Yeah, Mr., I can tell you're laughing because you don't even care anymore.
Hey, listen, guys. Don't F with me. Yes, I do care. A woman being on decongestants for 6 months put one guy in the hospital.
They put a guy in the hospital for 2 years. He could barely breathe. They had to, what do they call it, bud?
Yeah, they had to intubate him.
They had to intubate him.
You mean they had to put a tube in him?
I don't know. Maybe he also had COVID, for all I know. But
it was 1985, I doubt it. So this guy was in the hospital.
This guy was in the hospital with very severe allergic reactions to the kitten deliverer. Tad Guthrie. Was that it, bud?
Yeah, Tad Guthrie, born 1951, died 1991.
Yeah, died 1991. What is it?
Born 1951, died 991.
Died 991.
What is that, man?
I mean, died 1991.
Died 1991. All right, here's another one. This is the kitten deliverer. Here's another guy. This was, again, the show is called, so we haven't settled on a title yet.
I don't like the title, you know, the things that are barely human.
That's nice. Hey, let me tell you something, Don. He's coming on, he's the host of the show, not you. He's the host of your little podcast. I'm doing a TV show. I, Don Mixa.
Okay, then why don't you go off and promote your TV show someplace else? Because what we do here is we decide on the formatting, the title, and how the thing rolls out. Dig me?
Yeah, man, I dig it.
Yeah, you dig it? Because that's how it's going to be, Mr. Mixa.
And the name's Mixa. You and Doubter and all the rest of you slurring, you lateral lisping, slurring swine, I swear... to God, something bad will happen, probably to me, for the thoughts that I have about what I want to do to you. Go ahead and laugh, Phil, but you know what? Nothing. All right, the other idea that we've got, the other case that we want to cover is Chlorine Perdue. This is the woman they called Mrs. Surprise. She served lemonade without sugar. And people would react. I'll tell you something. You're laughing. See, he's laughing again, folks.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I be laughing? She served lemonade without sugar.
Chlorine Perdue served lemonade without sugar. Now, hold on. Hey, see, he's laughing.
Of course I'm laughing. Why wouldn't I laugh?
I'll tell you. When you serve lemonade without sugar to an unsuspecting person, all right, and they may have certain react, you know, they may have certain tendencies or what you call conditions having to do with the salivary glands and the ability to process food in the, you know, in the lip, the mouth, in the lip mouth. I don't know how you say it, but there's if you serve somebody lemonade and they don't expect it, it, bud, you know.
Yeah, it makes you just, you go, you know, you squint.
Uh-huh. And this is what you guys call people that barely passes things.
We haven't decided on a title. But what I'm getting from you is obviously a lot of pushback. You think I'm a chump change monkey because this is what I consider to be some pretty significant stuff.
No, I don't think it's significant.
That's because you're not educated.
Mr. Henry, when you served, this lady was known as Mrs. Surprise between 1985 and 1990 in the San Bernardino area.
That's why her name was Perdue?
Yeah, her last name happened to be Perdue, and she happened to live in the San Bernardino area. Why? Is that unusual?
Yeah, because I've never heard the last name of Perdue.
Well, maybe I have. Just now, as fact, that's what her name is.
Just now, as fact?
Just now, as a matter of fact. All right, now, where was I?
Yeah, so Mrs. Surprise, who served...
Oh, man.
This is why I hate coming on your show. Not because I dislike you, Phil, because every time I come on your program, you look at me, you squint your nose up, you pinch your eyelids together, and you start to suddenly spit snot out of your nose, and then I realize I'm being laughed at. Oh, that's when you get it, huh? You don't actually hear me laugh, you see. No, the first telltale signs, snot from the nose, spit from the lips, the eyes squinch up, and you go,
yeah, that's pretty much it, Mr. Andrew. You make it.
And yet here I am with you hosting the show, bud, and with you, Don, being the whatever the hell you want to call it,
I'm the guest.
Yeah, he's the guest, and I wanted to bring him on, interview him on people that are barely things.
Yeah, okay, people that are barely things, and that's going to be on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, and then after we get done with Don, we'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
The Bud Dickman Show. On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Winstein's Crackers and Cookies. Are you having a cup of coffee, maybe a glass of milk, or maybe just a plain glass of water? Winstein's Crackers and Cookies go good with every beverage, and they're great for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Let's say you're on a diet. Let's say you can't afford food. Let's say you're in prison. Winstein's Crackers and Cookies. Ask for them.
Hey, Warden, still feed me the slop, huh? Still feed me the slop. Don't want no Winstein, man. Winstein's is slop.
Winstein's.
Yes, slop.
Crackers and cookies. Winstein's Crackers and Cookies since 1861. The world famous Phil Hendry Show is one of the most epic, original, and compelling radio shows to have ever been done listened to on the radio. Now, of course, radio is dead. It's been ground into the ground. It's been rocked into the rock. It's been stuffed into a sock. Where is it? However, the Phil Hendry Show shows are archived at philhendryshow.com. Get yourself a backstage pass, relax, and enjoy the days of old when radio was fun, funny, and fun. All three of those. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show backstage pass is available at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Or if you don't know how to write that into the address bar, write to, never mind, philhendryshow.com for the backstage pass. Get a subscription for a month or a year, although it's probably better to get it for the year because you save money, $6.67 a month, as opposed to $9.99. Well, never mind. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Get the backstage pass today.
The greatest value online other than porn.
Now back to Phil Hendry.
All right, so what's your other idea, man?
Well, I mean, so then we do Don Mixa.
Right, you do Don Mixa, and he does things that are barely human or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, we got still on the title. And then the other idea I had was like a celebrity interview or something.
Like who, man?
We could bring in, I could interview Wendy Williams, you know.
Wendy Williams, the talk show host?
Yeah.
You can get her on the show.
Yeah, I can get her on the show the way you get people on the show.
What is that supposed to? What? Turn the air conditioner off, will you, man?
Yeah, it's getting hot in here, man. It's getting very hot, Phil.
Thanks, Margaret. You're going to interview Wendy Williams.
Yes, I am. Here's, you want to hear it?
Yes, I would.
Here. And today.
Wait a minute, bud. Are you going to pretend like.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, man. And today on the Bud Dickman Show, I want to bring on Wendy Williams, who's the talk show host. And you've going through a lot of changes, Wendy. You've lost weight, you gained weight. You know, are you still doing a show? I don't even know, to be honest with you. I haven't watched in a while. Well, bud, I think...
It ain't going to work, bud.
Oh, my God, you ripped the cord right out of the freaking microphone.
Sorry about that. That isn't going to work, bud.
Oh, it's not going to work. You come on the air all the time.
Phil, it is true. You come on the air all the time pretending you're someone else.
I have a certain facility for it.
Oh, really? And what facility is that? Atascadero State Mental Hospital?
That's a good one.
Yeah. So, just hear me out, okay?
Go ahead.
With me is Wendy Williams, and she's a talk show host of great note, and everybody loves her, and I've watched her many a day. Wendy, what's next for you?
Well, I don't know, bud. I don't know if I'll go. Maybe I want to do a movie now. I'll do the Wendy Williams. Well, I want to do the Wendy Williams movie, but I lost too much weight, and I feel I'm not healthy. I have to get healthy. I think I'll go to the Caribbean. And,
what will you do in the Caribbean?
Wait a minute, man. You're not doing it. I am.
Sorry.
You're not doing it, Henry. He is.
Got it.
Well, really, Wendy? What are you doing in the Caribbean?
Well, what do you think? I'm swimming and taking the sun and everything.
Okay. Wendy Williams.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
What do you think?
What do you think I think?
You think it sucks?
Yay!
You know, Phil, it's very judgmental of you.
I was just about to say that, General.
Because you do a lot of rotten interviews and nobody ever calls you out.
Oh, is that right?
Well, it is true, Phil. Like when you interview Donald Trump and you sound like you.
Well, that has a certain... There's a reason for that, okay?
There's a reason for this.
Then what's the reason for that?
To bring Wendy Williams to people that have never heard her. I'll do her, and then the people will hear her.
You do her so people can hear...
Oh, man.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back after this.
Hi, it's Bud Dickman. You know, it's pretty hard doing a show, a podcast, whatever you want to call it. You get done, you're drenched with sweat, you feel like having something to eat. What do you want to have? You got it. Peter Pan peanut butter. That's Peter Pan peanut butter because it's low sodium, and it's good if you want to watch the sodium and also watch the calories. I know a lot of people diet these days. I know you do, and I do too. If you want to have a peanut butter that is just...
Man, you call it peanut butter?
Shut up, man.
Sorry.
If you want to have peanut butter, man.
Peanut butter. Oh.
If you want to have a peanut butter that is low sodium, low in calories, but high in quality and taste, and it's crunchy too, because it has, you can get the kind that's crunchy, get Peter Pan peanut butter today.
Peter Pan peanut butter at your local Barlow's grocery stores. Oh, so it isn't peanut butter, it's peanut butter.
Yes. Yes. Yes!
And now back to The Phil Hendry Show.
What a load of shit.
You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Yeah.
Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun's gone down. Oh, Ruby, yeah, don't take that squirrel to town.
The Traveler.
It wasn't me that got the squirrel out of the cage. I was proud to go out and take it on the stage. And yes, it's true that I tap danced with the traveling squirrel that night. Oh, Ruby, throwing me in the snow wasn't right. It's hard to love a man that tap dances with a traveling squirrel. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age. Well, Ruby, you're still a girl. It won't be long, I heard him say, before I'm on the road. Oh, Ruby, don't kiss that toad. Squirrel's leaving now, I just heard it slamming the door in the tree. The pork pie hat and a trunk, and he's looking at me. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and I'd put that squirrel in the ground. Oh, Ruby, go ahead and take the squirrel to town. Oh, Ruby, for God's sake, put some clothes on.
Yeah!
Bud Dickman with... What is it called? I don't know.
It's called the Ruby. Ruby.
No, it isn't. It's about the squirrel.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by... Mervyn's Meatpacking. For 173 years, they've packed meat the old-fashioned way. Rough, hard, fast, with no apologies. Mervyn's Meatpacking. They're in Bellflower, LaGradia, Downtown, Hister, and in the Rectory. Mervyn's Meatpacking. When you need it packed and your name is Mervyn, go to Mervyn's Meatpacking. If your name is Bill or Gwendolyn, There are two places I know of. Neither one is Bill or Gwendolyn's Meatpacking, but you know what? That's life these days during the pandemic. Mervyn's Meatpacking. Meatpacking during the pandemic. Bud Dickman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
Bud, did you ad-lib that song, Ruby the Squirrel or whatever?
The song is actually called Oh Ruby.
I know how it goes.
Wait a minute. The song is called Oh Ruby, Don't Take the Squirrel to Town.
Oh, that is the title.
Yes, it is.
Did you ad-lib that?
Well, what do you think?
I think you did.
Yes, I did.
You weren't even aware you were going to do the song, were you?
What?
You weren't even aware you were going to... No, I did not do that. You weren't aware you were going to do the song, were you?
No, I was not.
You weren't even thinking about it, like yesterday or even 5 minutes ago?
No.
So that was a complete ad-lib based upon the fact that you weren't even sure you're going to be singing.
That is correct, yes.
Don't you think he's talented?
No, I don't.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back. Hi, this is Tad Sussman, and I run the greatest dance studio in the history of God and man on this planet. Tad Sussman's Dance Until You Die and Are Reborn Again. I'm in downtown Luckby. Look me up, won't you? Tad Sussman has been honored with awards all over the place for his quick feet, his marvelous dance lessons, and his engaging personality. Even if you can't dance, you'll be happy to be with Tad, because he'll look at you, smile, tell you what you really don't want to hear, which is that you dance like a cripple, but by God, you'll love him for it. Tad Sussman. I have the same first name as one of those serial killers we heard about earlier in the program. Oh, wait a minute. He was the kitten deliverer. Tad Sussman, not to be confused with Tad Guthrie. Tad Sussman Dance Studios. They're no longer in the Yellow Pages. That's what I wanted to say. Who's that guy singing in the background? I think that's Elton John. And now back to Bud Dickman's It's Too Late to Say I'm Sorry.
Here's Bud.
Thank you very much. You know, when I first went to work for the Phil Hendry Show, I was working on my bike one day, and they said they need a guy at the Phil Hendry Show to answer phones and his stuff mail. And I go, what? Anyway, I called up, and here's a recording of that interview on that day.
Hi, Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi. Can I speak with Phil Hendry, please?
Speaking.
Oh, my name is Bud Dickman, and I heard you were looking for some of the stuff in an envelope.
Well, yeah, I need people to stuff more than one envelope. It's going to be a number of envelopes. We're doing a promotion.
Oh, okay. And so you want more than one stuffed?
Yeah, I need more than one stuffed. I mean, what I'm doing is I'm sending out envelopes.
All right, well, you don't have to be so short with me. I don't understand.
Well, I'm going to explain it to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're sending out mailers to people to tell them about our show and have them return a coupon that we will then, put into a kind of a hopper and draw from for the winner of a grand prize.
Uh-huh.
And the grand prize is going to be we're going to give away a bag of golf clubs or some crap. I haven't figured out what.
Oh, you know, I've got a friend of mine whose dad sells bagpipes. You could, do that.
I could do what? Sell a bagpipe?
Yes, sir.
No, that's not a bad idea. Okay. So what's your name again?
Bud Dickman. I live in Ojai, California. And
So what do you think about coming down? But right now all I need are...
What do you think about what?
What do you think about coming down... What I'm trying to say to you, Bud...
I can't understand you.
Hold on for a minute, man. What I need for you to do, if I hire you, is to come here and to stuff these flyers into envelopes and mail them out. Can you do that?
Yes, I can do that. But when you said stuff a flyer, I want to be clear. It's just one?
It's more than one, man. It's hundreds. It's like 500.
500 of them? Oh. You know how long that would take?
Stuffing 500, probably, an hour or something.
Yeah. I might have to push the eject button on that program because...
Okay, well then what are you calling me for, man?
Because I thought you had a job.
I do. Stuffing envelopes with these flyers. Forget it, man.
I'll take it.
So there you go. That's how I got it. And it's really been, been a fantastic ride ever since. And it's been a sighting. There's no doubt about it. Been a sighting.
This song.
I'm not gonna go changing the way I am. I don't wanna change and let myself down. I don't imagine I'm too familiar with being the kind of tight ass clown that Mr. Hendry's used to. I would not leave me in times of trouble. I don't know how I'd ever come this far. I took the good times. You can have the bad times. I only want things really good. Yeah.
Bud Dickman, folks.
Yeah. I don't want to try no new fashions. I'm not going to change the color of my hair. How weird is that? I always have my unspoken passions. Although sometimes they sound like this. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I really want clever conversation. I need it from a girl because I'm bored. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I just want someone who'll keep me interested for longer than 4 minutes.
Yeah. Bud Dickman, ladies and gentlemen. What an egomaniac, man. Excuse me, Phil.
I need to know that I will always be the same old guy that I knowed. And what will it take till you believe that I am exactly the way that I wants to be? I said I love me, and that's forever. And this I promise from my heart.
What an egotist.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't love me any better. I love me just the way I is.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, you could do it better?
Yeah, I think so.
Phil Hendry on saxophone, folks.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. How could I be talking and blowing a saxophone?
How could you be talking and blowing who?
Bud Dickman, ladies and gentlemen. That sucks, man.
You know what, man? I'm the host of the show. I'm the host of the show. I don't want clever conversation. I never want to work that hard. I don't want to work very hard at talking to you. I want you to keep me entertained. Yeah, keep me entertained. Make me laugh and not have to work at all. I don't want to lift a finger, just lay in bed all day and have people do my nails, bring me something to drink.
Yeah. So that's your philosophy, huh?
What is?
That's your... Come on, Phil, the song's not over.
Song's not over, Mr. Henry. I love me just the way I'll be.
Turn that off. So that's your philosophy of life, huh?
You just turned down the music.
That was the song he was doing, Phil. It was the Big Finish.
Oh, the Big Finish, huh?
I just am asking you, is that your philosophy of life?
What?
Whatever that song was.
I don't remember.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. Hi, folks. I'm Dr. Bob Scarbotti. Have you ever wanted to have vision that can see right to the center of the universe, to the Big Bang? Literally see the initial stages of the Big Bang as it continues to blast out into the universe through us and behind us. Would you like to be driven mad by seeing those images even as you try to negotiate your day? Well, I can make your vision that good. 2020 staring right into the center of creation. Bob Scarbotti has driven thousands mad with the vision of the universe as it originally was, exploding, creating all new forms of matter. People who are distracted by the exploding magnificence of the universe never see anything ordinary again. Wouldn't you like that for yourself? No, you wouldn't? Yes, you would. You haven't experienced it yet, so don't lie. Dr. Bob Scarbotti can give you a view to creation with Bob Scarbotti's Big Bang Vision. Come on in and see the Big Bang, if you'll pardon the expression. Bob Scarbotti, three locations in Downey, Fullerton, and Fullermeyer. Bob Scarbotti. Bob Scarbotti isn't fucking around. Come on in and take a look at the Big Bang.
And thank you very much, Bob. That's great. So this is Bud Dickman saying thank you very much. Thank you very much.
The Bud Dickman Show. Bud Dickman, brought to you by Bob Scarbotti with the Big Bang Vision, man. Yes, Bud Dickman.
Join me again next time when I do another Bud Dickman Show, when Mr. Henry lets me do the Bud Dickman Show. Be right here on the Phil Henry Show website for the Bud Dickman Show. I hope you join me, ladies and gentlemen. And as a little farewell, a little present for you, I'd like to say the following words. Yeah. We skipped the life and angle and turned cartwheels across the floor.
Yes, Bud Dickman. He'll be back next time.
I was feeling kind of seasick.
Well, there you go, folks.